Chapter 7. The Lethal Latkes. The villagers of Chelm dreaded Hanukkah. It wasn't the holiday itself. They loved lighting the candles, spinning the dreidel, and retelling the stories of the Maccabees and the miracle of the lights. All in all, Hanukkah was a wonderful festival, except for one thing. Mrs. Chaipul's latkes, which were served in great abundance at the village's Hanukkah party. Mrs. Chaipul's latkes were not good. They were really not good. It wasn't that they were too greasy, which they were, or that they were too heavy, which they were, or even that they were burned, which they almost always were. It was the smell. There was something slightly sickening about the smell of Mrs. Chaipul's latkes. Not a repulsive smell like a dirty stable or a fish that's been left out too long. More nauseating and unsettling, as if there was something dead and forgotten in the cellar, and you can't quite put your finger on what it was and where to find it so you can clean it up. The problem was that Mrs. Chaipul owned the only restaurant in Chelm. Other than her latkes, her food was fine. In fact, in her restaurant, her food was delicious. However, when she left her own kitchen and cooked for the multitudes at the Hanukkah party at the Shul's social hall, it was a disaster, especially those latkes. But now that Mrs. Chaipul had recently married Rabbi Kibitz, keeping her own maiden name, as you know, some of the villagers decided that perhaps it was time to broach the subject. A few days before Hanukkah, the rabbi heard a knock on the door of his study. He looked up from his reading and saw four of the village's finest citizens standing nervously with their hats in their hands. There was Reb Rosen the farmer, Rabbi Abrams the schoolteacher, Reb Cantor the merchant, and Reb Stein the baker. Rabbi Kibitz welcomed them in. In a matter of minutes, the story was presented. As much as they loved Mrs. Chaipul, Reb Cantor said, her latkes made everyone sick. Her famous matzo balls were as heavy as lead, but at least they were still delicious. No one looked forward to nibbling on her latkes. And worst of all, added Reb Stein, she always piles the plates so high. You don't want to offend her by not eating them, but for the next 3 days, nothing tastes good. The rabbi nodded his head wisely. He knew exactly what they were talking about. Over the years, he had developed a trick of hiding several of the latkes in his pockets and then slipping out the back door to feed them to a goat. And sometimes even the goat got sick. But he shrugged. What do you suggest?
Well, said Rabbi Abrams, you're married to her. You could bring it up.
Tactfully, of course, said Reb Rosen. You're right, the rabbi agreed, shaking their hands. There is nothing that a husband and a wife should not be able to talk about. He was wrong. That evening, Rabbi Kibitz brought up the subject, and his wife, Mrs. Chaipul, slammed the door in his face. Literally, she wouldn't let him into their bedroom. He had to spend the night curled up underneath the kitchen table, shivering with cold. What have I done? The rabbi moaned that night, and for the next 7 evenings. Is my marriage ruined? Who can the rabbi talk with when he has problems? The night of the Hanukkah party arrived. Rabbi Kibitz, who was by now stiff and exhausted, was not at all interested in attending. After the evening prayers, he went for a long walk. He was seriously considering skipping the whole party and crawling into bed for a nap, until his wife came home and kicked him out. Still, he was the village rabbi, and his place was with his congregation. So he stood in front of the doors to the social hall and steeled himself for the ordeal that was to come. You see, the rabbi himself felt nauseated just from the smell of his wife's latkes. They always reminded him of the embarrassing odors that wafted from his aunt's wet lips when he was a child. Finally, he opened the door, stepped inside, and held his breath for as long as possible. He walked through the room quickly, smiling and shaking hands. At last, gasping and feeling faint, he was forced to inhale deeply. What was this? He breathed again. He didn't feel sick. He sniffed the air. There was something good smelling here. His nose twitched like a bunny's. Not sickening at all, but sweet and delicious.
He turned to the stove where the latkes were always made and, much to his surprise, saw Deborah and Esther Rosen, the farmer's wife and eldest unmarried daughter, laughing and frying latkes as if they had done so forever. There was a line for the latkes, and the rabbi noticed that as soon as the other villagers got their plates filled, they scurried to the back of the line and ate, standing up while they waited for more. "Good job," said Rabbi Abrams, patting the senior rabbi on the back.
"Best latkes ever," agreed Reb Cantor.
"Come," said Reb Rosen, taking the rabbi by the arms and leading him to the front of the line.
"You deserve to eat some of these."
Mrs. Rosen piled the rabbi's plate high with the most perfect golden-brown latkes he had ever seen. They were thin and crisp and delicate, with just a light sheen of oil. Everyone watched as he cut into them and lifted the fork to his mouth. From this close, they smelled even better than they had at the door, like the warm sun of summer made alive once again in the midst of winter. Just as Rabbi Kibitz was about to close his mouth around the latkes, he saw his wife watching him from across the room. Her face was neutral, expressionless. The rabbi bit in and sighed as the latkes melted in his mouth. "Very good," he smiled. Mrs. Rosen hugged her daughter.
"Still," he continued, "I like my wife's latkes better."
There was a moment's astonished silence, and then all at once the social hall filled with laughter at the rabbi's wonderful joke. No one noticed when the rabbi set his plate down unfinished and sneaked out. He walked back to his house, where he crawled into bed for a nap. He awoke when he heard the front door shut. Grumbling, the rabbi began to get himself ready to sleep under the kitchen table. "Stay. Don't get up," said Mrs. Chaipul, putting a hand on her husband's arm. "I know Deborah's latkes are better than mine. I asked her for the recipe, and tomorrow she's going to show me. Still, it was sweet of you to say that you liked mine best." Then she kissed her husband on the cheek.
"But I do," said the rabbi.
Mrs. Chaipul laughed and closed her eyes. The funny thing was, Rabbi Kibitz thought, he really did like his wife's latkes better. True, they tasted awful and smelled worse, but they had been made with love, her love, and for him, that was the most delicious flavor in the world.